Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Thankful Thursday, as we are thanking God in prayer for every book of the Bible. The book that we come to now is Lamentations, just after the book of Jeremiah. And I believe I have this right, it is the 25th book of the Bible and in the Old Testament. It is in the book of the prophets, or the books of the prophets, and it is one of the major or comprehensive prophets because it is written by Jeremiah, who just wrote the book of Jeremiah right before this. This is a book of mourning and a book of still God's sovereignty. It records the destruction of Jerusalem in a poetic form, and it records the mourning of Jeremiah and of God over Judah and their deliverance to Babylon as judgment. But in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 20 through 24, we find great mercy and great praise found within a book that's filled with destruction and darkness. There is a light right in the middle of the book. Lamentations 3, 22 through 24 says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him." Jeremiah says this because even though Jerusalem was being destroyed, God had promised them that not everyone would be destroyed, that there is still the Messiah to come from the seed line of the King of David, and that was going to be upheld, and that they would be back in Israel after 70 years. So would you pray with me at this time, and thanks to God for the book of Lamentations. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible, how it is your inspired word, and it is perfect in its guidance for us. We thank you for the book of Lamentations, and how it reveals to us that you will give justice to your people for their works. Again, that you have a limit to your patience, but even in that you still have mercy in judgment and the promise of the Messiah to come from the line of Judah. And we are thankful that you allowed that mercy through your judgment to bring to us the Messiah, which we can have confidence in today. And even Jeremiah could have confidence in amidst the darkness and destruction that he found himself in. Father, we thank you for the book of Lamentations and the stories of the real people, of Jeremiah the prophet and his mourning over your people, and of Judah, your own people who had become so wicked you had to destroy them. They would not do what you wanted, and we pray that we don't follow that example, but follow the example of Jeremiah and the faithful few. Father, we thank you for the book of Lamentations and its establishing that you know all the works of your people. And we must be aware of that because your promise of judgment to come will be swift and unexpected, and that your people need to be ready, and that your people must have repented and done good works for you. Father, we thank you for the book of Lamentations and how it tells us that your people need to be the upholders of truth and of your word. No matter how small we feel our impact is, and no matter how great the destruction seems to be, that you are there with us, just like you were there for the prophet Jeremiah. We thank you for the promises and echoes of Jeremiah as a promise and echo of the Christ in his prophecy, in his wisdom, and in his love for your people. Father, we thank you for the promises, the promise found in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24, looking forward to that new covenant which we are under and its mercy. We're thankful for that and thankful that the book of Lamentations talks about that. And Father, we thank you for, again, all the things that you've given to us, but especially the spiritual blessings and the physical blessing which is your word. That we can have anywhere and at any time. We're so thankful for that. And Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name and by His authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found release, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by the return sweet.